Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends ASEAN-India Summit in Jakarta in Indonesia to also participate in East Asia Summit this morning. Global leaders begin arriving for G20 Summit to be held in New Delhi from Saturday. Government issues advisory for mandatory stock disclosure of masoor to check prices of pulses during festive season. Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, being celebrated in various parts of the country. 48th Toronto International Film Festival begins in Canada today. 6 Indian films selected for screening at the event. And in US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to play in men's double semi-final in New York tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the 20th ASEAN-India Summit in Jakarta in Indonesia this morning. Speaking at the summit, Prime Minister Modi said, India-ASEAN partnership has reached the fourth decade and it is an honour for him to co-chair the summit. He congratulated Indonesian President Joko Widodo for organising the summit. Mr. Modi said, ASEAN is the central pillar of India's Act East policy and ASEAN has an important place in India's Indo-Pacific initiative.
Hamari history aur geography Bharat aur ASEAN ko jodte hain. Saathi saaja values, kshetriya ekta, shanti, samruddhi aur multipolar world mein saaja vishwas bhi hame aapas mein jodta hai. ASEAN Bharat ki Act East policy का केंद्रीय स्तंभ है भारत आसियान सेंट्रलिटी और इंडो पैसिफिक पर आसियान के आउटलुक का पूर्ण समर्थन करता है भारत के इंडो पैसिफिक इनिशिएटिव में भी आसियान क्षेत्र का प्रमुख स्थान है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर आल्सो कॉल्ड फॉर एम्प्लीफाइंग द वॉइस ऑफ द ग्लोबल साउथ
21वीं सदी एशिया की सदी है हम सबकी सदी है इसके लिए आवश्यक है कि हम एक रूल्स बेस्ड पोस्ट कोविड वर्ल्ड ऑर्डर का निर्माण और मानव कल्याण के लिए सबका प्रयास फ्री और ओपन इंडो पैसिफिक की प्रगति में और ग्लोबल साउथ की आवाज को बुलंद करने में हम सबके साझे हित है मुझे विश्वास है कि आज हमारी बातचीत से भारत और आसियान क्षेत्र के भावी भविष्य को और सुदृढ़ बनाने के लिए नए संकल्प लिए जाएंगे कंट्री कोऑर्डिनेटर सिंगापुर आगामी अध्यक्ष लाओ पीडीआर और आप सभी के साथ भारत कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर काम करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है
मिस्टर मोदी सेड लास्ट ईयर India-ASEAN Friendship Day was celebrated and gave it a form of comprehensive strategic partnership.
पिछले वर्ष हमने भारत-ASEAN Friendship Year मनाया और आपसी संबंधों को एक comprehensive strategic partnership का रूप दिया. Your Majesty, Excellencies, आज वैश्विक अनिश्चितताओं के माहौल में भी हर क्षेत्र में हमारे आपसी सहयोग में लगातार प्रगति हो रही है यह हमारे संबंधों की ताकत और रेजिलियंस का प्रमाण है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी विल ऑल्सो अटेंड ईस्ट एशिया समिट इन अ शॉर्ट वाइल फ्रॉम नाउ At the East Asia Summit, Prime Minister and other leaders will discuss ways to further strengthen the East Asia Summit mechanism as well as exchange views on matters of regional and international interests. Prime Minister Modi reached Jakarta in the wee hours today to attend the two summits. Mr. Modi got a rousing welcome from the Indian diaspora on his arrival in Indonesia. As the G20 summit follows shortly after the ASEAN summits, it will be a short visit for the Prime Minister. Global leaders have started arriving in New Delhi to attend the G20 summit beginning Saturday. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, arrived in the national capital this morning to take part in the summit. On Tuesday, President of Nigeria, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, reached New Delhi to attend the summit. US-India Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF President and CEO, Mukesh Aghi has said, the G20 summit in New Delhi marks a monumental year for India, as the country has emerged as the fastest growing major economy and the most populous nation in the world. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has articulated India's vision for the G20 summit. Mr. Aghi said, India has landed on the moon, but now the world is set to land in India. USISPF President noted that India's G20 presidency comes at a time of global economic and geopolitical headwinds. He stated that the world turns to India to be a voice for emerging economies and the global south. Mr. Aghi welcomed US President Joe Biden's visit to India. He said President Biden's meeting with Prime Minister Modi will reinforce the strong bonds that the two leaders demonstrated during the latter state visit to the US in June. To facilitate the general public, police personnel and staff from other assisting agencies deployed for the upcoming G20 summit, the Delhi Metro train services will start from 4 in the morning from terminal stations of all lines for 3 days from tomorrow. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, said the trains will run with a frequency of 30 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. After 6 a.m., metro trains will run as per the normal timetable throughout the day on all lines. All metro stations will remain open for the general public tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, except Supreme Court Metro Station, where no boarding or deboarding of passengers will be allowed on Saturdays and Sunday due to security constraints. The DMRC said, however, as and when directed by the security agencies, entry or exit at some stations may be regulated for a brief period in New Delhi district on the 9th and 10th of September to facilitate the movement of VVIP delegations. In view of the ensuing G20 summit in New Delhi, India Meteorological Department, IMD, is monitoring the weather round the clock. It is issuing current weather and forecast information for different locations of Delhi from this morning. The weather information will be available through a dedicated webpage in the IMD website. In addition to existing automatic weather system, AWS network of IMD, an additional AWS has been installed near the venue of G20 summit to provide real-time live weather data of air temperature, humidity, wind speed and direction, and rainfall at every 15 minutes interval, along with daily maximum and minimum temperatures. Similar live weather information will be available for other 9 important locations of Delhi covering major tourist and historical places. The centre has issued an advisory for mandatory stock disclosure of masoor or lentil with immediate effect in order to check prices of pulses during the festive season. All the stakeholders should mandatorily disclose their masoor stock on the stock disclosure portal managed by the Department of Consumer Affairs every Friday. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said that any undisclosed stock, if found, will be considered as hoarding and suitable action would be initiated. Secretary Department of Consumer Affairs Rohit Kumar Singh during the weekly price review meeting has instructed the department to broad-base the lentil buffer procurement. The objective is to procure available stock at prices around the minimum support price, he said, at the time when lentil import flow increases from Canada and tur imports from African countries, a few players are trying to manipulate the market against the interests of the consumers and the nation. He said the government is watching the developments very closely and would initiate stringent measures to get the stock released into the market so that availability of all pulses at reasonable prices in the festive season is ensured. The National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has launched a slew of new payment options on popular payments platform UPI, including conversational transactions. Reserve Bank of India, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, announced the launch of the products by the NPCI at the ongoing Global FinTech Festival in Mumbai yesterday. NPCI said it has partnered with AI for Bharat, or Artificial Intelligence for Bharat at IIT Madras, to co-develop Hindi and English payment language models. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. Devotees are visiting temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh have been beautifully decorated to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. In Gujarat, Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with traditional fervor. The day is celebrated with great exuberance at the most revered Dwarkadhish temple in Dwarka and other famous temples including Sri Ranchhor Rai Ji across the state. We have a report.
Sri Krishna Govind Hare Murare He Nath Narayan Vasudeva.
Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated across the state with full religious zeal and fervor. Large number of devotees have gathered at the Lord Krishna temples in Dwarka, Dakor, Shamayaji and ISKCON temples across the state. The celebration of Janmashtami began with Mangalarti at the famous Dwarkadish temple in Dwarka. Lord Dwarkadish temple has been decorated with colorful lights and flowers. On this special occasion, the statue of Lord Krishna will be adorned with diamond and golden studded ornaments and Lord Krishna will be offered Rajbhog. Krishna Janmasav and other rituals will be performed at 12 in the night, which will go on till 2:30, where devotees will also enact dance and sing devotional songs. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In US Open Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner, Matthew Ebden, will face the French pair of Nicolas Mahut and Pierre-Hugues Herpert in the semi-final of the men's double in New York tonight. The sixth seed Indo-Australian duo defeated American combination Nathaniel Lemons and Jackson Withrow in the quarterfinal. In men's singles, second seed Novak Djokovic powered into a record 47th Grand Slam semi-final, setting up a clash with American unseeded Ben Shelton on Saturday. Third seed Daniil Medvedev also entered the last four, knocking out eighth seed Andrei Rublev of Russia in the quarterfinal. The other last eight clash between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain and German 12th seed Alexander Zverev is underway. In women's singles, semi-final lineup has been drawn. Sixth seed American teenager Coco Gauff will be up against 10th seed Karolina Muchova of Czech Republic, while Belarusian second seed Arina Sabalenka will be facing American 17th seed Madison Keys for a place in the final tomorrow. In football, Indian men's team will take on Iraq in the semi-final of the King's Cup 2023 tournament at Chiang Mai in Thailand today. The match will start at 4 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And in table tennis, Indian men's team finished with a bronze medal at the Asian Championships 2023 after losing to Chinese Taipei in the semi-final at Pyeongchang in South Korea yesterday. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan beat Bangladesh by 7 wickets in the first match of the Super Fours in Lahore last evening. India will take on Pakistan on Sunday, while Bangladesh will be up against Sri Lanka on Saturday in Colombo at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. To match the Chinese infrastructure across the LAC, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to lay the foundation stone for an Indian Air Force base in eastern Ladakh on September 12, reports the Tribune. Hindustan Times quotes Border Roads Organization chief as saying that China is ahead in the race to build border infrastructure, but India has reduced the gap in the past 3 years. Ahead of the G20 summit, the Prime Minister has issued a set of do's and don'ts for union ministers so as not to inconvenience visiting dignitaries. Among them is advice to ditch cars and use shuttles, writes the Asian Age. The summer of 2023 is the hottest ever recorded in the world, and scientists blame climate crisis and El Nino for high temperatures, writes Hindustan Times. India has imported saplings from at least 17 countries to be planted by visiting G20 leaders in the national capital, informs Indian Express. And finally, 2,000-year-old artifacts belonging to the Kushan period have been found in Purana Khila excavation, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends ASEAN-India Summit in Jakarta in Indonesia to also participate in East Asia Summit this morning. Global leaders begin arriving for G20 Summit to be held in New Delhi from Saturday. Government issues advisory for mandatory stock disclosure of masoor to check prices of pulses during festive season. Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, being celebrated in various parts of the country. 48th Toronto International Film Festival begins in Canada today. 6 Indian films selected for screening at the event. And in US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to play in men's doubles semi-final in New York tonight. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.